because we're all in this together, Alito, Seton, Joy, and Keysburg. And last March on the ballot was the opportunity for voters to vote in favor of raising our tax levy from 0.03 to 0.04, which was needed for us to continue to be able to afford the ambulance service that we have. And thankfully, the voters overwhelmingly supported that, and Alito, I think, passed by 82%, Joy by 76 or 78%, so we were happy with that. And in continuing that effort, Keysburg has never had a fire protection district, so they will be on the ballot in November forming a fire protection district, which will allow them to levy more money to help support their fire department and help pay for the ambulance service that they're currently paying for, which is really eating into their general fund currently.
Because how the city of Keysburg then operates their fire department, it's through basically their city coffers right now. That's how it works.
That is correct. And they're only collecting around $3,500, and all the rest has to come from the firemen themselves and their fundraisers.
So when you say $3,500 a year they're getting.
That is correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So the ballot November 5th basically is asked. Can you kind of just elaborate? What is the ballot?
I haven't seen the verbiage yet, the wordage yet, but I think it will basically say, are you in favor of forming a fire protection district? Yes or no? It'll be fairly simply worded, hopefully. And And once they form that district, then they will be able to raise considerably more tax money to the tune of probably close to the very first year, at least $50,000. And they're currently paying $42,050 yearly now to be with us on the contract. They pay 5.99% of the ambulance contract.
And that money is coming out of the city of Keysburg's budget right now, then?
That is correct. And the mayor has shared with me and the council has shared with me that that's really affecting their general fund.
And so as an example, if Alito didn't have a fire protection district and Joy didn't have a fire protection district, they would be in a similar situation, right, where the funds would have to come out of the city of Alito coffers because there isn't a tax rate that is basically separate with the fire protection districts involved.
Correct, Jim. Exactly.
And how that's benefited, I guess, Alito and Joy and put them in a position, you know, to do things like this with the ambulance contract.
Yeah, our
because you can speak to that.
Our ambulance contract is for 5 years, and thankfully Elite EMS saw the the predicament that we were in, and for the first 3 years there's no raises for that contract, and then we will negotiate years 4 and 5. But he the owner, Phil Jones, kind of did that for us to help us all to get to the higher levels with our tax levies and work with the state also to try to gain more language in the state statute where we can raise more funds to support and keep this ambulance service here. So that's why, and we're all in this together, the districts that pay for this contract,